I would rather exert energy than get energy sucked from me. And so that's something that I would, right? Wow. That just popped in quantitative.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Lainey Louie, talk show host and entertainment reporter. I'm also the editor of LaineyGossip.com, and I am a BTS fan.
Yeah, you are.
I'm Sasha Tong. I am a producer at an entertainment show here in Canada. I'm also a fashion and beauty columnist on LaineyGossip.com. And I am not a big BTS fan. But this is What's Your Drama, where we gossip about you.
So you're about to make me mad. That's what you have started with.
Okay, so this obviously has nothing to do with character, just looks.
Is like, this going to... Okay. Oh, okay.
So, and I thought this person... So I obviously don't think this person's soul or character is attractive.
Are you going to compare me to something or someone?
I don't think the person, like their character is attractive, but I think that their outward appearance is attractive. Like, but I think
I don't want to go there. When someone says you look identical to someone, no, but like you're better looking.
I'm not saying identical. I'm saying certain things remind, certain like physical features of this person reminded me of you.
Okay, before you tell me, is this person biracial?
She says she is.
She says she is.
Like I said, this person is not a good human being, but they, I find them attractive, not as attractive as you, but they have like certain features that remind me of you.
Are they... In the list of celebrity, are they A?
No.
A to D?
Like
F.
Double Z.
Double Z. Wow.
Not even a celebrity.
Oh, so this is just, oh my God, if you fucking say that it's that Soho fucking bitch, is it? Oh, I fucking hate you. Yeah, that makes me mad. You are... A horrible friend.
No, it's...
I don't want...
No, the hair, like the texture of the hair reminded me.
The texture of the hair. How did you see really, the texture of the hair?
She has a really nice mouth. And you have a really nice mouth.
I?
And the shape of her face. But like this, I said so many times that the soul
you think
is not
I look
same.
Like Soho Karen.
No, I said that there are certain
I remind
features
you.
That are similar.
Such as... Her straight hair.
She doesn't have straight hair. It's wavy.
And her mouth.
And her mouth and the shape of her face. She's pretty, Sash.
No, she's not.
Oh, I think she's pretty.
No, she's not pretty at all, actually. Okay, well, thanks. Let me think about who I think. What double Z human shit being you remind me of.
How many times did I say this has nothing to do with character? It's just appearance. I think, listen, Soho Karen is a miserable fuck, like, of a person.
So you're watching GMA. You're watching GMA and you were like,
oh. No, it was Gayle King.
Or Gayle King, yes. Sorry.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, that looks like Sasha.
No, I kept saying like, oh, like she's, who? Whatever she's doing with her mouth, like what? And it's because you also have those round glasses.
Okay, let's move
You know
on.
Those round glasses she was yep. wearing and you wear round glasses like that?
Okay.
And I was like, oh, anyway.
Yeah, I'm mad. Now I'm actually mad. Okay, well, let's tune in next week when I find your vile doppelganger.
Okay. And that's the spirit of 2021.
Totally, yeah. Into totally.
A new year. Hi, everybody.
Hi, welcome back.
We took a little break. Hope you all are well rested. And are
coping
back with your question. What's that?
Yeah, I hope everyone's just coping. I don't even think like, hey, is everyone doing great? I hope everyone's just coping.
Yes. Coping That's in where this I'm at. Never-ending pandemic.
Yes.
Or maybe you've had a vaccine already. And if you have, congratulations. But also it means that you are on the front lines. If you have had a vaccine already at this point in Canada, it means you're in like essential services and on the front lines. So good luck to you, and we love you, and thank you so much for your hard work. And sorry about the assholes who keep spiking
fucking
our
it up.
Numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everybody's the asshole. I will say, like, there are a lot of essential service workers who can't afford to not go to work.
I know that.
And so, but I, apparently, at least where we live, like, there is the 30% of households who are just going stupid wild, like,
yeah,
going over to
having homes. People over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, all right. Are we ready with some drama?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, first question, dear Sasha and Lainey, in January this year, I relocated to a small town for my job and also to start the next chapter. So I'm assuming this is January 2020.
Yeah.
I spent the last 25 years raising three kids as a young single mom. I had three kids by the time I was 24. They're now lovely young adults, and now it's my time, right? So at 43 years old, single and successful, I moved to this small town and I work on a construction site with a ratio of 10 men to one woman. Woo! Eye candy everywhere. I work with a tight group of guys, and we spend a lot of time together over the spring and summer, golfing, going for dinner and drinks, before the COVID restrictions really got into place. One of the guys, let's call him Colin, he and I started hanging out without the rest of the crew in July. He's super smart, engineer, 38, never married, no kids, and attractive, and guess what? There's a mutual attraction. Love this rom-com. One thing leads to another. We sleep together a couple of times. Awesome. No biggie. But we work together, right? So we have an adult conversation and agree it's best to keep things friendly rather than sexual. Colin also throws in there that he really likes me but knows I'm done having kids and he wants a family one day, so best not to pursue something that isn't going to go anywhere. Agreed. All's well. No weirdness. So I figure, cool. That was fun. Glad I got a friend out of it. As time goes on, though, things do and don't change. COVID restrictions become more stringent, so we stop socializing, but continue to spend a lot of time together, just the two of us in a bubble. Important to note, we have a tacit agreement to not come off as close pals at work. So we chill at his place, listen to music, share dinner three or four times a week, text all the time. Sometimes I crash there if we've had too many drinks. Our conversations can get deep, and then he cried on my lap one night telling me about his ex-fiance, and I tell him about my ex. He says he's so grateful that I've come into his life. I tell him he's my person here. Since COVID, I haven't been able to make any friends. It feels like a relationship without the sex. I keep telling myself we're friends, that he wants kids and I'm never having any more, that he's filling in a void and nothing more, blah, blah, blah. But really, I caught a feeling and I know he has too. So my questions are, do I keep Colin as a friend and stuff those feelings down so hard they eventually go away? Do I reopen the conversation with Colin and say, hey, look, man, what we said and what we're doing are two different things and it's fucking with my head? Do I say, hey, Colin, I think we have something really special here. Are you absolutely sure babies are a part of your life plan? Do I end the friendship and just say, hey, man, this is too hard for me emotionally and I need to free up space in my head to eventually meet someone and suck up the COVID loneliness? Sigh. If I were answering this email, I'd probably recommend ending the friendship, though the thought of that really brings tears to my eyes. I really care about this fucker. I love the time we spend together. We have so much fun. I finally have met someone on the same intellectual level as me, and the barrier to our shared happiness is offspring. For fuck's sake, Lainey, Sasha, what would you do? Signed, sexually and emotionally frustrated, COVID lonely, and probably already know the answer. Okay. They didn't give us a name. So do you want to name her or shall I?
You, please.
Okay. So Colin is the name that she's given her dude.
Yes.
So I'm going to be inspired by Colin Firth in Love Actually and call her Aurelia, who was his love interest character in the movie. Aurelia.
Aurelia. Okay. Well, it's hard because she's laid out all these options. And as she said, she kind of knows what she needs to do because option A, B, C, and D all have her being like, I should probably leave because he doesn't want the same thing as what I do, which is the children thing. And I don't know if you can convince someone to ditch out on their desire for a family of their own. I think that we've, you know, whenever you hear stories like about stuff like that, it's a deal breaker. It ends up being a deal breaker. So she can continue on spending time with this guy, but she needs to know that it will eventually end and her heart will probably be broken. Yeah. And it will be anyway at this point, right? Whether it happens now or 6 months down the line, her heart will be broken. So it just depends on if she wants to like stretch that pain out a bit longer.
I don't think the pain will get stretched out.
Yeah, the more you date, like at some point they're going to just start being boyfriend and girlfriend. It's weird that she even called like him her friend. They're basically boyfriend and girlfriend at this point. Yeah. And if you keep on pretending like you guys are going to be more than that a year, 2 years later, you're just kind of fooling yourself because he is going to break up with you. Or you'll break up with him. Either way, it's not lasting, I guess.
Right. So you're saying shut it down now?
Well, shut it down now. Or if you think your heart can handle it, wait it out until COVID's over.
And be ready for it?
And be ready for it.
Yeah.
Either way, he's not going to be your husband.
But either way, like, do we really think that Aurelia is going to be able to be like, tomorrow, I'm done with him?
No.
Exactly. So
it's way too comfortable.
Aurelia, I have to say, like, you know, you laying out your options is all fine and good, but can we just be honest here, as if you're going to be able to, if we said to you, break up with him right now because there's no future, are you really going to be able to? No.
No, so, that ain't happening.
So that is not realistic advice for us to give. The most realistic advice for us to give you is, okay, now you know what you know, which frankly, I don't know, sometimes is kind of liberating. Like, you know, you've both stated what are deal breakers for you. You don't want any more kids. He wants kids. But so it will end eventually. And just get ready for the end game.
Yeah, but a lot of us are stupid and like to pretend like at some point our love is going to win over somebody else's desires, wants, and needs. Sometimes we think that we have that power that we'll be able to convince somebody. So that is part of this like amendment of our advice, which is that's not going to happen. You and your glorious self and your fucking all the sex that you guys are probably going to have, which will be all great, and all the chemistry won't be enough to convince him that he doesn't want children. So as long as you're going in with that mindset, knowing that like your magic is not going to win him over, then I would just carry on and cut your losses when it's over.
Yeah.
Because right now they're having a good time.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. You have a good time now. Like, there's no sense in, you know, it's all about perspective. Like, every day, not to sound super cheesy, fucking corny, but like, every day that you have a good time together is kind of a gift.
Yeah. In these times, for sure.
And later on, who knows what's going to happen, but yeah, his desires and needs and wants in life are not going to change. Neither are yours. So just be realistic about it, but realism doesn't have to get in the way of like also living in the moment.
And I think if these were different times, like if we were not dealing with a pandemic where everybody had to like, you know, have a bubble and be indoors, I would be like, drop his ass and find someone else. Like, get on the dating apps, go find somebody who you're meant to be with right now. But because everyone's locked inside, it's not like she's going to have like this thriving dating life right now. You can't fucking see anybody.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, oh, this is a great fucking deal for right now. You're with someone that you enjoy. Spend that time. And when we all are vaccinated and can be mask-free and socialized, then, yeah, I would jump ship and start dating and finding somebody who's like the right one for this next phase in your life. But for right now, I would be a bit selfish and just like ride the wave of like joy, mm-hmm. as you said, you know, like take in the joy. There's not a lot right now. So if you can be with someone that you find is compatible with you right now, fucking go with it.
I will say, though, that at the same time, while you're being realistic and having a good time, I also would, even though I know, I guess what I'm about to say makes no sense, but the one thing I'm concerned about is she says she has no friends aside from this guy because, right, she moved to the place and it was January and then she met up with all these people and then COVID, blah, blah, blah. So I'm a bit like worried that, you know, she'll have spent this year or however long with this dude and then they come out after COVID, we get vaccinated and he's like, peace out, I'm going to go find someone who wants to have my babies. And she's like, oh, fuck, I have no friends. So now you're heartbroken and you don't have anyone to hang with, right? So, yes, but how do you make friends? How does Aurelia make friends in a pandemic when there are restrictions? I don't know where Aurelia lives and like it's a small town, so I'm not sure what the strict restrictions are. But I would also, Aurelia, think about opening up your friend group in whatever safe way is possible for you right now, whether or not that is connecting more with people online in your small town and in your community and establishing other connections. Because, and that's whether or not Colin wants to stay with you and for you to have his babies or not or whatever, that's just healthy. You know, totally. I don't want you to just have one person in your life in this new town and he happens to be the one bringing you joy right now and you shouldn't stop it. But like, you know, we shouldn't be reliant on just one person to bring us the
joy. You're totally right.
So go and find some friends too. That would be, to me, that is my biggest concern here is I would like you to extend your friendship circle.
I agree. Good advice.
So really, good luck. And yeah, enjoy the, I can read between the lines. Clearly they're like fucking up a good time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Good fuck times. Okay, next. Dear
Sasha. Do you know my mom always says when she listens to this podcast, she goes, you guys talk too much about sex. And we do. But I think everyone writes us to us about sex, right?
Everybody talks about sex.
The undertone is always sex.
Yeah, but I think that like, yes. And 2020 was a really horny year. Pop culture was all about sex.
What are you talking about?
No, I mean like.
2020 was not a horny year at all.
I think in entertainment and consumption and what people were talking about, even though
people
may not.
Give me an example. I forget.
Ariana Grande's album was all fuck music.
Sure. You're right.
Normal People was all fucking.
Oh, that's right. Right? Normal like, People. Yeah, oh my God, that was so long ago.
Like there was so much. If people weren't having sex, they were talking about not having sex and therefore sex becomes the conversation.
That's true. Okay.
But also I'm making my way through Big Mouth right now. And like Big Mouth is essentially a show where the kids, like, you know, it's, well, these adults are playing kids, but all they think about is sex and they talk about sex. And
I haven't watched that. Is it really good?
It's hilarious. I think it's hilarious. I got to it really late.
Like Pen 15 styles?
Yeah.
Like Pen 15?
Yeah. But instead of like, it's animated.
Oh, it's animated. I'm not an animated person.
Okay, there you go. Okay. I think if you could get past the animated barrier, it's fucking hilarious. Like all it is raging hormones and teens being gross and fucking horny and fucking stupid.
That's perfect for Corey. Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But again, I came to it late too. It's in its fourth season. Just start from season one, episode one, and I guarantee you
I have
Corey will
no
be
life.
It.
I have no life. I have time for four seasons.
Anyway, my point is that to your mom, like to answer your mom, everybody's talking about horny shit. Like,
great. That's the message to my mom who's listening.
Hi, mom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I
All right, next. Dear Sasha and Lainey, I've been dating the same man for the past 8 years. Last year, I moved out of state to begin a master's program in a challenging quantitative field. I don't even know what that means. That's how smart
I don't either.
You win already. Whatever advice we're about to give you, I don't know why you're coming
to
us, because you're smarter than we are. He followed me here in January. We were not living together before then, and he is so happy to be living here with me. I'm a bit less enthused than I thought I would be. My boyfriend never finished college and has only held one job that wasn't entry level and quit because it was too stressful. It would bother me sometimes, but as I wasn't exactly a high achiever myself, it felt unfair to judge him. After all, my romantic relationship doesn't need to give me everything I need. Over this past semester, I found myself lusting, like, see what I mean, Sash? Thank you very much. Everybody is horny.
Sash. Talk about my mom. That's who she's okay. Had enough of our sex talk.
Over this past semester, I found myself lusting like crazy after my youngish British professor. I haven't had a crush like this since I was a teen. While we have a great rapport and our conversations during office hours can border on flirty, I'm sensible enough to realize that this crush isn't likely to actualize, but it has gotten me thinking about how different the man I'm with is from the sort of man I would have dreamed of being with as a younger woman. I'm comparing my reality of a boyfriend who smokes weed and plays video games all day to a fantasy of a worldly man who will lie in bed with me on Sunday mornings reading and have deep conversations over dinner, and the fantasy doesn't seem that unreasonable. I feel like I'm no longer in love with him, but there are things that give me pause about actually ending the relationship. First of all, because of quarantine conditions, he's the only person I'm interacting with in the flesh. Maybe when I'm back to spending time with friends and colleagues and classmates, I won't be so bothered by that. But my boyfriend isn't intellectually stimulating. Also, it doesn't seem fair to end a relationship after 8 years over qualities that weren't important enough to stop me from falling in love with him in the first place.
What?
Girl. Finally, it seems really cruel to dump a man without a job who moved out of state to be with me and has no friends or family in the area during a pandemic. He'd be losing everything. I do love him and wouldn't want to destroy him like that. It feels crueler than an ordinary breakup. I will continue to think about the future of this relationship, but it doesn't seem right to end it now. I can't imagine feeling able to until things are a little bit more normal. Even if we did break up, we'd probably have to continue living together for a few months. Here's where the question finally is. How do you treat a boyfriend that you aren't sure you want to stay with but aren't sure you want to leave? Is it crueler to act like nothing's changed and blindside him if I end things? Or is it crueler to make him feel like he's on notice for months? Am I using him when we have sex, or would it be worse to withhold it? Is it dishonest to cuddle? I have suggested a few times that it would be nice if he tried to be a bit more cultured and things haven't changed, but should I tell him I'm considering leaving him over that? If I left him, it would be to pursue a completely different sort of man. So an ultimatum or list of changes doesn't make sense to me because I don't simply want a better version of him. What should I do?
Oh, I like this question so much. Many layers. Okay. Well, what are your initial thoughts? Well, my initial thoughts when I read this, it brought me back to your post that you wrote this week about Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde.
Should I read what she said?
Yes, because I think that is what is important here.
So in 2012, Olivia Wilde participated in like a monologue comedy night. And this was part of her monologue about how why she wanted to end her first marriage. What's our person's name here? Sorry, let me just check the name.
I don't know.
Oh, they didn't give us a name. So Olivia, let's just call her Olivia. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is what Olivia Wilde said on this monologue night about her marriage, her first marriage. Well, yeah, she never married Jason Sudeikis. But okay, so she said on stage, I felt like my vagina died, turned off, lights out, and you can lie to your relatives at Christmas dinner and tell them everything on the home front is just peachy, but you cannot lie to your vagina. Ultimately, and then she says, sometimes your vagina dies. Then you know it's time to go. There's no reason to sacrifice your womanhood and femininity for some sort of weird feeling of responsibility to something
exactly.
That may not be right. I feel like far too many women do that. So that is from Olivia to our Olivia. Take that advice. Listen to your vagina.
Listen to your vagina and also kind of stop feeling sorry for the other person when you in fact should just actually feel sorry for yourself if you're not in a fulfilling, happy relationship. And like, of course, this can go back to, oh, the grass is always greener. But like, when your eye, for me at least, I've always known the end of a relationship is near when my eye starts to wander, like, and really wander. Like, the professor is dangling that carrot. Obviously, he's not doing it on purpose, but like, she sees that carrot and she knows she wants a fucking bite from that carrot. So don't deny yourself of that. Like, is it better to string along someone? No, he's still going to be fucking devastated. So fucking, I think it's crueler to lie to the relationship. I think it's crueler to keep someone hanging when you know you want to cut them off soon. And it's actually selfish, right? Like, you're saying, oh, I feel so bad for him. He doesn't have a fucking job. You really actually are just scared because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. And you don't want to have to be the person who bears that pain. Well, fucking too bad, so sad. Like, you don't want to be in this relationship. Do I think you should break up tomorrow? No, but like, you should definitely start thinking about breaking up with him soon.
Soon. Like, I what is the point of breaking up with him, like, staying together all this time and then, like, you get your, like, you both get your vaccines and it's like, peace out? Like, no.
Yeah.
You're done. It really sounds like you're done. And if you are cuddling with him and if you are, like, fucking him, it's because you're, like,
she cares
bored.
For him.
Yeah.
But she also bored. Like, but she also cares for him, right? Yeah. Like, I'm not questioning that, but do I think that you are, like, there's any hope in this relationship? No. Do I think you need to have a conversation with him and be like, hey, you're a dummy. I'd like someone smarter. I don't think that's necessary either.
Yeah. But I think that, you know, Olivia is wrong about so many things, including, you know, it's so unfair that 8 years ago I fell in love with him and now the qualities that I fell in love with I don't like anymore. Like, people change.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
I'm not saying relationships should be like our palettes, but, you know, 8 years ago, if our flavor or style palettes, 8 years ago, think about what we wore 8 years ago. Half the shit we wore 8 years ago, we would not, like, bootcut jeans, oh man, probably longer than 8 years ago, actually.
Bootcut low rise.
I don't even wear skinny jeans anymore.
Your boyfriend is bootcut low rise jeans. Do you want to go back to that? No.
Right? Like, we change. That is the whole point. You know, you are getting, like, you, what the fuck is the shit? Quantitative field?
I don't know.
Okay,
I wish that I knew.
You're doing some fucking super smart degree.
Smart stuff.
Right? Like, you are pursuing a different kind of knowledge. You are expanding your horizons. Of course you're going to change. Why should you? There's nothing wrong with changing the things we like and the things that we're attracted to. It worries me that you're, like, it worries me that Olivia believes that.
Yeah.
Because
agreed.
I think that is an obstacle to your happiness. Olivia, number one, if you think you're responsible for making another person happy who isn't making you happy, that is really backwards. And mm-hmm. also, you're allowed to change the things that you change in you. And that's why, fuck, relationships are hard because two people have to grow together. Sometimes
totally.
They grow apart. That's why
yes.
marriages end. That's why relationships end. Like, and you, there's no fault to be assumed for someone to take. And that's why, like, you know, having been married almost 20 years, my 20-year wedding anniversary is in November. I will tell you that it hasn't always been sexy, fuck no, and that there were crossroads and serious conversations where we had to have with each other. Like, can you please make sure that I'm interested in you?
Totally, yeah. Yeah.
I've said that to Jacek.
I know you've talked about that
yes.
before where you were, yeah.
I was like, I think I said to him, like, please don't bore me.
Yeah.
Please have interesting conversations. Please want to have different kinds of conversations with me. And so my point is, Olivia, I don't want you getting hung up on that.
Totally.
However
I
you
agree.
Choose to exit this relationship, like, at some point you're going to have to do it. But all the excuses that you're bringing up are, we are invalidating them.
And all the excuses are for the benefit of her. So I just want to get that clear. I know that she's wrapped them up in her concern for her boyfriend, but they are really about her. She's concerned about hurting somebody's feelings. She's concerned about like if she wants something different, which she clearly does. Like, I don't know. I'm just sort of not buying exactly like this empathy for her boyfriend. I think she's scared. And I think she needs that push from us to be like, go get that fucking professor. Go get that professor's carrot.
But also, breaking up is fucking hard in the sense
of it is.
Pain in the ass. Like, you know, you have to go look for a new place.
It's a burden.
The awkwardness when you're talking to it's like, that's also, I think, why sometimes people stay together, because they're just fucking lazy. Like, you know, and I get it. Like, it is a pain in the ass. It takes a lot of energy, which we don't have right now, to break up with someone. You have to commit to it. You have to have these long ass fucking talks. Then everybody has to like start looking up. Well, I don't know. I guess the kids these days look up places to live in. Back in the day, we used to look in the newspaper or whatever.
Right.
You have to fucking look online for a new place to live. Then you have to like change your fucking address. My God, it's like a pain. I get it.
I would rather exert energy than get energy sucked from me. And so that's something that I would.
Wow.
That just popped in quantitative. I'm studying something. Don't know what quantitative means, but I did just come up with my brain fired. But it's true though, right? It's like, we're like, oh God, I would hate to do all that work, but I'd rather do more work than feel void of energy because I'm in a shitty, I don't mean to blame the guy, but I'm in a shitty relationship. I'm not in a relationship that fulfills me. I'd way rather put in energy than get energy drained, for sure.
So Olivia, to go back to what Olivia said, your vagina is gasping.
Never lies. Gasping for what?
Your vagina wants to be, your vagina wants a new life.
Yeah, it really does. It wants to be touched by a professor.
All right, last question. Hi, Sasha and Lainey. There's a lot of backstory to my problem, but here's the short Cole's Notes version. Great. I was dating a guy for a year. Things were good. I work with a super hot, amazing guy. Okay. I just want to savor this question because I think I'm really going to love it.
It sounds like a haiku. Go.
The setup already is my fave. Okay. To recap, she's dating a guy for a year. Things were good. She works with a super hot guy. One of my close friends is single, so I set them up. They start dating. They've been dating for 2 months. I break up with my boyfriend. I realize I want to be with my super hot, amazing, perfect colleague. There's some flirting at work. I think he has a crush on me, but he's never crossed a line. That's where I stand right now. Do I have to just deal with the fact that I gave my friend someone who could be good for me? And if and when they break up, can I try my luck with him? Thanks, Lindsay. You can call me Lindsay. Lindsay is not her real name. Okay.
Okay, go.
This is some fucking... Okay, can we just... I can already see where Lindsay's going. Do you think Lindsay is a train that can be stopped?
Well, wouldn't you want friend code to stop you?
Of course, but do you think that this is a train that can be stopped? I'm talking about this situation. Of course, I want friend code to kick in. But I'm. Do you get the sense that this train is still parked and stationary? Or do you get the sense that we're hearing from Lindsay when the train has left the station?
I know where you're going with this. It makes me realize that I know what kind of person you are.
What?
Because you all, whenever we have questions like this, I don't know. I feel like I just get transported to what you were probably like when you were on the dating scene. Like, I bet you were a Lindsay. I bet you wanted one of your friend's mans.
Never.
Ever?
Ever.
Really?
No.
So then why would you go there? Why do you think that that's human instinct to be like, oh, I'm going to fuck my friend over and fuck the guy that I want?
I mean, I'm a gossip columnist. I observe human behavior.
Okay, fine. The fucking train has left the station.
Yeah, exactly.
But that doesn't mean that it has to make the fucking stop.
Okay.
To
can we
her
derail
friend's
the train?
Boyfriend. Yes, I think we can derail it. Do you think that it's? Do you? Well, so this is the thing. I don't think I have always said that I wouldn't want any of my friends to ever date my exes. But I've always dated people for long amounts of time. I don't know how I would feel if I just was like this young hot thing who had like these 2 or 3 month relationships. Like maybe I wouldn't care if one of my friends wanted to fucking tap like one of my boyfriends because it wasn't like this long-term love affair. I'm not saying that our friend's going to break up with this person anytime soon. This is not what has been put in the Cole's notes. But does a shorter duration of a relationship allow for friend code to be abandoned? That's my question. Doesn't matter. One week, 1 year, 10 years.
If I'm like, listen, I think we're trying to stop this moving train. But if I'm the friend and I'm with Lindsay's calling this guy super hot guy, right? So she set up super hot guy.
Super hot amazing.
Yeah. She set up super hot amazing guy with her friend. And if I'm the friend, even if it's just 2 months, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? This is some like deep, dark level betrayal shit.
No matter how frivolous the relationship. Okay.
I don't know, Lindsay, I don't know how close you are with this friend, but if you do what you do, like if this train keeps going, because you've been flirting at work and you think that he's crushing on you, and I know it's not in you to, because I know it's not in you to shut down his crush on you.
No. Oh, she's fucking eating that shit up.
Totally.
I would actually hate to be
whenever
Lindsay.
You show up at where you're putting a little bit more into your eyeliner, you're putting a little bit more into the hair, your clothes, all of that. You're looking
a little bit tighter.
Amazing, right? You're showing up and there's basically a wind machine following you around when you're at work.
Hundo P.
And you are encouraging it. So what I'm saying is that you're not going to stop that. Like, be prepared then if you keep going down this road for this friendship. If I were the friend, our friendship would be over.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure you too, Sash.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So we're saying to Lindsay, go ahead. Go through. Yeah. But know that you're going to lose a friend.
Is he worth it? As hot as he is. And hey, maybe he might. Maybe he's going to give you the best dicking down of your life.
Or instead of the dicking down, how about if he is the one for her? Then is that worth it to lose a friend? This is hard. I don't know. Yes, I guess so. I guess if the carnage is a lost friendship for lifelong love,
but you
better be sure that this is the guy. Like, you better be sure that this is the guy, or you will be forever known as like
you set the girl up and then moved in.
Yeah. Totally.
Right?
That's some gnarly ass shit for sure.
Oh my God.
So what are we telling her? What have we told her? What has her advice been thus far?
What we've told
do
her
it or don't
that,
do it.
What we've told her is that we see her.
You've been warned.
No. What we've told her is that we have seen her future.
Right.
That's what we've told her.
Okay.
And that we know exactly, given that we're probably older, 100% we're older.
Of course we are.
We're older. We've been there. We've seen some shit. We know how this is going down. So Lindsay, what's her question? Do I have to just deal with the fact that I gave my friend someone who could be good for me?
And in theory, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Can you asked the question, do I have to just? And we're saying yes. If the question is, are you capable of it? We don't know.
Yeah.
We think
but most
maybe
likely.
No.
Okay. Oh, no. I thought you meant capable of actually fucking stealing the guy. Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So what's the follow-up question? So it was like, should I suck it up?
And if when they break up, can I try my luck with him?
That's a hard no.
Like, that's the giveaway. That's why we are reading her right now. Because the moment you ask this question, it tells me, Lindsay, you're fucking waiting around for it.
You're going in.
So already you're putting bad juju out there where you're kind of hoping that these two people will come to an end.
And if they do, by all means, go for it. But you will lose a friend and people will definitely talk about you behind your back for years and years to come.
No, I mean, if they
yes, they
up,
will. She sure. will be known as that person.
We can be upfront about it. She can approach the friend. She can be like, hey.
Of course.
Yeah. But if that is the future that you're holding out for it, Lindsay, which is in and of itself a little bit fucked up and weird, if you're holding out for that eventuality, then everything you do up until that point has to be above board so that the friend doesn't look back on, wait a minute. Did you secretly sabotage us? Like,
totally.
Hey, that Wednesday when he came home a little bit late, was it you? Like, whatever, right? Everything that you do from now until the possible eventual maybe breakup of these two people has to be, you have to be fucking Mother Teresa.
And you, she's so not far, if they're not flirting. Yeah.
No.
Not
with you or Wind Machine walking into work every day.
No. Oh, I would hate to be Lindsay. That is a predicament that I would not want to find myself in ever.
It sucks for you. Lindsay, I don't know if,
I mean, she had goodwill though, right? There was goodwill. Like, she's not, I'm not sure, I don't want to say to Lindsay, you're a horrible person and a horrible friend. Your intentions were good 2 months ago when you set them up.
Yes, for sure.
Your intentions right now are a bit suspect. If you are, in fact, you know, playing into the hand of this guy and flirting and having your fingers crossed behind your back that they're going to end.
Yeah. Yeah. And but, like, listen, of course, we're not trying to tell you that you're a horrible person, but it's just that I understand, like, compulsion in terms of, I've never done this with a dude that I've set up and with a friend and then wanted, but I have been attracted to someone before while in another relationship.
Okay.
And been like, I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do this. And then the fucking next day I look like better than the
best you've ever. Totally. Yeah.
All of these things are familiar, or, you know, because in a different scenario, we've been there. It's about whether or not you can turn off attraction and desire. That's why humanity is so complicated.
Yeah, totally.
So
good luck.
Good luck. Keep us posted.
I
really would like to follow along chapter by chapter.
Yeah, I know
your book,
you would.
Lindsay.
I
please, if it's okay. In fact, I think everybody out there wants to know what
this
next,
is the drama.
How
this is the drama I want.
We want to track your train.
Totally.
Let us know, Lindsay.
Let us know. Thanks for writing in, and keep your questions coming to me at sasha@lanygossip.com.
And check us out, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, leave comments and reviews. Thank you so much, and we'll be back soon. Bye. Stay safe.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.